Right. When the Rocky Horror Show first played to a small audience at London's Royal Court in 1973, who could have predicted that it would become the ultimate cult classic over the subsequent four decades? Thanks in large part to the 1975 film, which, like the stage version, starred Tim Curry as Dr. Frankenfurter.
Why don't you stay for the night?
Night.
Or maybe a bite.
Bite.
I could show you my favorite obsession. I've been making a man with blonde hair and a tan, and he's good for relieving my tension. I'm just a sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania. So, come up to the lab and see what's on the slab. I see you shiver with anticipation. But maybe the ray is really to blame. So I'll remove the cause. But not the symptom.
Tim Curry there as Dr. Frankenfurter from the 1975 film version of the Rocky Horror Show. A touring production of the show starring Duncan James from the band Blue in the pivotal role of Dr. Frankenfurter opened at the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre last night. Gerard Farrelly was there for Arena and he's with me in studio. Now, before we talk specifically about what happened at the Bord Gáis last night, 1973, Richard O'Brien, he said that he wanted to give people an alternative pantomime. What on earth, how on earth did he come up with this idea? You know, it's easy to kind of dismiss it, but we're in 1970s and the sort of things that he's talking about here are extraordinary.
Absolutely. What happened was he was in a production of Jesus Christ Superstar and he was let go from that and he had a half-baked idea for something that he'd been writing for his own amusement. And the director of that production had been asked to do something in the big room at the Royal Court. And he had read Richard O'Brien's script and he said he would be happy to do it if he could use the small room to have a bit of fun first.
And now the small room, we're talking the theatre upstairs, which you're talking about maybe, I don't know, does it seat even 70, 60 or 70?
Yeah, it's pretty small. It's very, yeah. Very small. And this was what he put on, the Rocky Horror Show. He commissioned it from Richard O'Brien. He said, listen, you've a week and a half to give me another 20 pages and another three songs. And Richard O'Brien went full pelt, did it. Look, plot-wise, it's not the greatest plot you've ever read.
Yeah, well, we're talking about two fairly straight, very straight, apple pie Americans arriving, yes, into a situation that they do not understand. Just give us the bones of that.
Absolutely. Well, Brad and Janet are coming back from a wedding and they're in a car. The car breaks down. They're in a storm and they take refuge in a castle. And all they want to do is use the phone and they use quite a lot more. It's Dr. Frankenfurter lives there and
Curry
version. And the whole theme run through this is kind of its sexuality, gender identity. It's, you know, letting your inner freak fly a little bit.
Sounds, you know, in 2019, that's fine. We're all au fait with such matters. But in 1970, this must have been totally transgressive.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, it was completely outrageous. To some extent, it still is today. I mean, I think one of the reasons that this has survived, this musical, is that the themes in it are still very relevant. I mean, we're still discussing gender identity today and we're still discussing sexual identity and sexuality. Dr. Frankenfurter is a bisexual and it's only in the past 2 years people have realised that it's not okay to be telling bisexual people to, you know, pick a route and stick to it. So I think, you know, in 1973, we can't underestimate how powerful that message was, you know, that there was a bisexual person on screen exploring their sexuality. And also it was this romp that people were able to go and see.
And the other aspect of that, you know, being a romp that people are going to go and see is the fact that you were saying that he wrote this fairly quickly, you know.
He did
give me another 20
quickly.
Pages and another few songs, you know, which might explain some of the large holes in the plot, etc.
Absolutely, yeah.
But it's as much about the audience participation as it is about anything else. Was that there from the very start?
No, it wasn't. It was people, the movie had so many fans.
So it was the movie that really brought that to the fore.
Yeah, the movie, because it is actually the longest cinematic release. It has never actually been pulled by 20th Century Fox, so it is technically still on release.
And she ran for years in the classic cinema in Harold's Cross, people dressed up and, you know, shouted at the screen, etc., etc.
Absolutely, and the fans were diehard and they would go to it. But obviously, you know, if you're watching a movie a number of times, no matter how good it is, you're going to get bored. And I suppose fandom, as it is, they just started to throw in their own versions, their own jokes, and that's become a real... it's to be expected now at a performance of
Right, so let's go to the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre last night then. How did you meet many Brads? Did you meet many Dr. Frankenfurters on the way in?
There was one or two, but it was Monday. It was very much a Monday night crowd, very much a press night. It was good. The audience, they were quite stiff, but I mean, it's one of those shows that you're not stiff for long. You go and it's just,
maybe,
you know,
not the right choice of adjective.
I just
there.
Really regret it. But it was one of those where, you know, by the time, like, the time warp is, it's early on.
Explain
it's
about the time warp to the uninitiated.
It's a jump to the left and then a step to the right, and it's the big number, and they get it out of the way very early, and from then on the whole thing just kicks along. And there were lots of people dressed up, and, you know, there, Steve Punt, who was playing the narrator, who was just fantastic. He had a lot to play with regard to heckles and
it's to be encouraged. The heckling is to
very
be encouraged.
Much encouraged. Yeah, and it was really, really enjoyable. And it was just so. I have a reluctance when something tells you it's going, you're in for a great night. This is going to be amazing. You'll definitely be on your feet. You'll be up dancing. Nothing turns me off something like that, because I just prefer to just go and enjoy it and watch it for what it is. But it really is one of those things that you're just going to have a fantastic time.
Duncan James has to live. You know, anybody who does this is going to be compared to Tim Curry in the film, because that's what a lot of people will know. So what did he do?
Duncan James was absolutely incredible.
So did he
it
do
has to be said.
Duncan James's version of Tim Curry, or Duncan James's version of Dr. Frankenfurter?
I think it was I think he played what was on the page rather than playing Tim Curry.
Right.
Because I think the trap would be that you try and play Tim Curry now. I don't think you can. I don't think anyone can. I mean, he had Tim Curry's hair, and I'm not sure that was a great choice. But he was absolutely brilliant. It's very much, imagine Hyacinth Bouquet. That's kind of what you're getting. Hyacinth Bouquet just out of the shower. It's that sort of hair. He was absolutely incredible. It's like one of those roles. It's like Gypsy. Are you going to go and play Ethel Merman, or are you going to go and play what's on the page? And he really just did what's on the page. And what was great about him is, yes, he's a 90s pop star, and there's a lot of them.
He was with the band Blue.
He was with the band Blue, yeah. And there's a lot of them going into musicals, and some of them can do the material and some of them can't. And he is a singer, first and foremost, and he was absolutely incredible. And he's very commanding on stage.
Yeah, because the truth of the matter is, this is about the songs, really, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, it is all those big numbers, and he can really sell them, and he can really he can command a cast of professional West End performers. And I was saying earlier that it's it really did feel like a West End production. It didn't feel like a touring production, because sometimes touring productions can be a little bit tired. And
yeah, because they've been at this night after night.
Absolutely leapt off the stage. Yeah, and I think it's worth saying as well that there was a cover on the understudy for Brad.
Yeah, and I mean, this is a central role.
Big role, yeah.
So who was the understudy that had to step in on an opening night?
Rhys Boudin. And he was absolutely incredible. He was matched Duncan James toe for toe. He was a real leading man. Absolutely incredible.
And then the Strictly Come Dancing star, what's her name? Joanne Clifton.
Joanne Clifton. Yeah, she was
she's
absolutely
playing
fantastic.
The character of Janet.
Yeah, and she really played the hell out of it. She was absolutely brilliant. It's very well directed. The whole play is really, really
Who
well
is the
directed.
Director?
It's very nuanced. The director was Christopher Luscombe.
Right.
And it was really fantastic.
Now, what about what we're seeing in it? Because people will know the film again. They will have maybe the visuals from the film. Did what you see on stage match those visuals, or did it create its own world?
It kind of created its own world. Like, there's this swathe of celluloid kind of is the proscenium arch for the set.
Right.
And you, I think the way the opening number goes, it's you've got a cinema usher singing the first song. So you're kind of, they're pretending it's a cinema.
Right.
But it's absolutely fantastic. And it really stays true to the B-movie kind of genre of musicals. You know, the sets at the start are a bit clunky and they're, you know, bouncing up and down in a car. And it's really excellent. It really does transfer. It's got all of those little nuggets that are in the film that you want to see.
Now, did you go in your civvies last night?
Or did go in my civvies.
So yes. What character are you going to dress up as when you go back?
I was very underdressed.
Are you going
I'll
back?
I'll go back. I would be very tempted to go back because...
Dressed as?
Oh, God. Oh, I wouldn't have the confidence to go as a Frankenfurter. I mean, Duncan James... It is worth the price of a ticket to see that man in a bodice. It's pretty impressive.
All right. You enjoyed it.
I did. Absolutely fantastic.
And it's an unreserved recommendation then, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
Head along.
The Rocky Horror Show on this week at the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre is just there until Saturday, so I guess you better get a move on if you want to see that. Gerard Farrelly speaking to us about this evening. Unreserved recommendation. It would seem. BordGáisEnergyTheatre.ie for full details.